Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer was born on February 6, 1906. He was martyred 2 months and 3 days into his 39th year. He was martyred on April 9, 1945, as a direct order by Hitler himself while he was in a concentration camp. In between, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a Lutheran theologian, a pastor, and an author. He was born into an academic family. His father was an MD and PhD and taught in medicine and psychology at the University of Berlin. This was a family also that loved music. They had a large family parlor, and there's often stories Dietrich would tell later of the family writing oratorios in honor of their parents' birthdays or anniversaries, and the whole family would gather together to perform. Bonhoeffer, very early on, was destined for a life of academics and a career in academics. So as a young man, he goes off to university. And as he was 20 going on 21, he received what would be his first doctorate. Following that, he went to Barcelona and served for a year or so as a youth pastor. This was mostly to Germans who were there in Barcelona for government work or through industry. And he did some preaching there and youth ministry there. He goes back to Berlin, gets a second doctorate, writes a very philosophical treatise called Act and Being, and receives an appointment, qualifies as a professor at Berlin. He convinces his supervisors that it would be good for him to come to America and study theological developments in America. So in 1930, he comes to New York City and he ends up at Union Theological Seminary. And when he sees the theological developments there, he does not like them. He sees liberalism. He sees that there is nothing to preach. He visits these big pulpits. He visits Harry Emerson Fosdick's church in New York City. And he says, abysmal is what he writes in his diary. And then he writes, there is no theology here. He ends up going on a road trip from New York City all the way to Mexico in the winter of 1930. And he also spends significant time in some African-American churches there in the city. Went to a large church in the morning, but in the afternoons, he went to the storefront church in Harlem. And it was there that he was also introduced to the Negro spirituals. And when he went back to Germany, he had armfuls of vinyl records that he would take back. And when he was a professor at the University of Berlin, he would often play those records for his students. Well, he does end up lecturing at Berlin. He lectures on Christology and the opening chapters of Genesis, and then the Nazis come to power. Eventually, Bonhoeffer is going to lose his license to teach at the university. He's going to be kicked out of the university, and he is also going to be banned from writing, and his books will be banned. He ends up becoming a director of the underground seminary, and that seminary met originally at Finkenwalde. Then it was closed by the Gestapo in 1937, and the next year, Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote his famous little book, Life Together, recalling the times there at Finkenwalde. Well, he got involved in the resistance movement once the war was in full step, and he even got involved with groups that were planning to assassinate Hitler. Now, it doesn't look like Bonhoeffer played any military or strategic role. This group that he was involved in had military officials. He was sort of the theologian in the room that these folks looked to sort of give them some ethical guidance as they were trying to figure out what to do here when they saw what was happening to their country and what they saw with Hitler. And for that involvement, eventually Bonhoeffer is arrested. He's taken to prison at Tegel. And then following the Valkyrie plot, all of these former folks that were involved in these assassination attempts were gathered up and brought into Berlin. And then as the war was about to come to a close, Dietrich Bonhoeffer was moved from Berlin to Buchenwald, and there he was moved to Regensburg, and then his final move to the concentration camp at Flossenbürg. And there he was hanged on April 9th, 1945. And that's the life of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. I see we have a little bit of time. Let's dip into the Westminster Confession of Faith, Chapter 2, of God. There is but one only living and true God, who is infinite in being and perfection, a most pure spirit, invisible, without body, parts, or passions, immutable, immense, eternal, incomprehensible, almighty.